We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there and happy Thursday. Friday, I can smell you. You're coming.
Me too.
I'm really excited about tomorrow. Anyways, I got my holiday show.
Your peeps are in town.
My parents are going to be there at the show.
You practiced yesterday, is that right?
I had a little run through with Tommy Igo yesterday.
How'd that go with the family outside the door? Were they, did they have
We mostly just put the set list together, just figured out what order we were going to do all the songs in, ran through a couple things and some key changes that we had made, and that was it. They didn't hear anything or
so the goofballs outside the door trying to listen in didn't you know the
they weren't anyway. I mean, John and my dad were doing whatever the hell they do together, and
Gentry didn't stand there and applaud.
He did. I said,
good decision.
I said,
good decision. Honey, yes, we love it.
I love the order that you've chosen for these songs. No, so it was great, but I'm super excited to I am excited to do it. You know how crazy I get when I know I got some show to do. I'm actually just as excited for it to be over. And have a bunch of drinks afterward. That's what I'm looking forward to. All right, so that's tomorrow, and it's neither here nor there. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
A couple hurdles there, huh?
You know, just trying to get the business taken care of so we can settle
one thing to the next.
Yep. Netflix.
Love it.
Yeah, me too.
Big fan.
I agree. And I love that they do their own programming. I love the direction that they're taking. And I've, you know, it's one of the things. Yeah, I've subscribed to a bunch of stuff on a monthly basis and I see it on. And it's the one that, you know, you get the receipt for it in your email. I'm like, no problem. I have no qualms about subscribing to that. Love it. But people are a little creeped out that Netflix knows so much about them. We've been hearing, it feels like in the past couple months, they've been talking about the binging and how they have certain names for people who will watch an entire series within the first 24 hours that it gets released, like binge racing, as opposed to binge watching.
Are these the same people that do they realize that when you're on Facebook, the ads are directed at things you've searched, and when you're on, you know, like...
Right. I don't know why they're super... But
everybody's using your information about you.
But... They're not just, so this, there's an incident that happened.
All right.
And on the surface, it's actually great and caring and concerned. But it's also, it's like a little bit like, oh, wow, they're paying that close of attention to this. So this person posted on Reddit that they were in a funk over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they went overboard binge watching The Office. The quote was, I finished The Office in between 5 and 10 days. I don't quite remember. I guess that they were depressed. But they were in a funk, and they just hold themselves up and watched all the seasons of The Office in just, you know, just a few days.
Hmm.
And Netflix noticed and performed a virtual welfare check, which is so odd. So... They said, I received an email from Netflix asking if I was okay. It honestly made me feel better just knowing that someone, even a stranger working at a customer support agency, cared about my mental health.
I don't think that's creepy at all.
Really? I mean, it's right. It's great on one level. Like, oh, how lovely that they were concerned and that they cared about this person. On the other hand, it's like,
huh?
What? No. And this person was in a funk, according to them.
Hmm.
And maybe it was, you know, the best thing Netflix could do. It's just so strange. I was like, man, they are really, on an individual basis, paying a lot of attention. Like, you wouldn't think that they would notice that.
So, if that happened to you, is your response, mind your own business? Or is your response, thanks for checking in, I'm good?
Or do you say thanks for checking in?
Or do you cancel?
I don't cancel.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm way overusing their service. I mean, I can't possibly cancel. I don't know. It just feels like... I don't know why I have such a weird little tingle on this one.
Well, it's your privacy.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if anyone knows I'm binge-watching The Office. Like, it's not really that. It's more that I'm being paid attention to when I'm alone at my house eating Haagen-Dazs and having a good cry or something while watching The Office. I don't know. It just seems strange to me. But, yes, if I got the email from them, I do think I'd be like, wow, thank you for noticing, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, this person posted it on Reddit.
It seems weird for that to happen, in my opinion, because I do think there are a lot of, forget about mental health, just lonely people. Just people who don't have social lives, who do live through that box in the living room when they're not doing anything else.
Right.
Like work, home, box on.
I wonder if...
Or even worse, retired. A lot of elderly people are absolutely lonely.
They're isolated, absolutely. Yeah. Waiting for their Meals on Wheels to show up. They have someone to chat with.
Yeah.
I wonder if Netflix was concerned because no one stopped. You know how one episode starts after another?
Yeah, but you'd almost think that there must be something that... action that has to keep that going past a certain point because
I've never reached that point, but
right,
I agree
neither
with
have
you.
I, but because
it would just sit there and play the whole thing.
You would think that my thought might be someone left their TV on.
Right.
Like you don't think someone's actually sitting there doing that.
Because wouldn't they be pausing it when they went to the bathroom or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just feels like you know, so what? I binge the
well,
thing.
Well, look.
Am I really in trouble?
All of your stuff most definitely is keeping an eye on you, and we all know it.
Well, they say that Echo, Amazon Echo, which I'm sorry if I alerted anyone's machine. I try not to use her name. That thing's listening to you at all times. And you know she is because often she mishears her name.
Well, I have one of those Xbox things.
Yeah.
That runs the TV
in
the house. And there's no doubt that that's listening to me and recognizes me because it says my name when it sees me.
Hey,
right?
Manny. Yep. We walk into the room. Hi, Riley. Hi, Sarah.
If I'm sitting on the couch doing something I wouldn't want anyone to see, every now and then I'll go, oh, that thing sees me. Well, look, you know what?
Enjoy the show.
I'm alone. This is my time. I hope you're not watching. Look away, would you?
Yeah. Some people
Cortana, look away.
Some people put tape over all the little, because a lot of them have these cameras.
Yeah. Well, but sure, I do that on my laptop, but I'm talking about your Xbox.
Right. Oh, no, it's totally knows when you're, it sees you when you're sleeping. It knows when you're awake.
I mean, I'm surprised it doesn't say, sit up straight, son.
Yeah, you're slouching. Looks like you put on a few pounds. Should we run through one of my exercise programs?
Oh,
I'm not talking about you.
Sure
Vinny,
you
I
are.
Wasn't.
Oh,
my God, you're so sensitive. God. Hey, I just thought this was kind of funny. Here's just a quick little one. Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon.
Uh-huh.
He has launched a fashion collaboration with Sprayground. So I went, oh.
Sprayground.
I know. I never heard of Sprayground. He is actually launching a Mission to Mars-themed collection. Which it's little accessories, like a solar panel backpack.
Well, Sprayground makes backpacks. That's their thing.
Well, and gloves. So I don't know what else. Are you looking at his thing, Mission to Mars?
No, I'm looking at Sprayground's website. So they're really known for collaborating with Gucci.
Oh.
They make the Gucci's men backpack that looks awfully feminine. it's really elaborate backpacks. I mean, this...
Can you see this Mission to Mars one? I mean, so if it has solar panels on it, I think that's actually kind of great because then you could be charging your devices, using your backpack. Oh, he's coming in with it. I want to see this awfully feminine looking man's backpack. Show it to Vinny.
I would buy that. It's very purse looking.
That's the Gucci men's.
Oh, that's a men's one, huh?
Yeah.
That looks like
Holy
a purse,
cow,
right?
These things are $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
you said Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah, just look up Buzz Aldrin Mission to Mars Sprayground.
It's the article is page 6. I'm looking at it right now. can show it to
you. Oh, and you can see the
backpack.
The backpack?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, let me have a look. Let me see. So,
can you see that?
Oh, so are these the solar panels here?
It looks like it.
Oh, they're well hidden. How much is it? I did not. I wouldn't say I wouldn't have done this story if I knew that these were $3,000 backpacks because I don't
see a price.
Need anyone coveting that? I feel like $3,000 is too much for a backpack. But what do I know? Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the $29.99 Target job.
All right.
Oh, you need a backpack? Here's $30. Go get one. All right. Next story. Disney has acquired 21st Century Fox assets. Not all of them.
I found it.
Okay.
There it is. Those are the solar panels.
Oh, that's neat. How much is it? See if you can find a price. It's more stripey than the other one. There it is, Vinny. It actually looks kind of
spacey.
Moony. Yeah. Disney is buying 21st Century Fox for $52 billion. Although they say in the end it's going to come up to more like $66 billion because they're going to have to buy down some of their debt. This will not include Fox Broadcasting Networks and Stations, Fox News Channel, Fox Business, FS1, FS2, Big Ten Network. They're going to be formed into a new Fox company. But they've acquired much of it, and it looks like it's basically the movie stuff. They're going to get the film and TV studios, much of their non-broadcast television business, including FX, regional sports networks, and Nat Geo, among other channels. So X-Men, Avatar, Deadpool, Fantastic Four, The Simpsons will all fall under the Disney umbrella.
Hmm.
And there's a lot to this. I mean, this is pages and pages of sort of nuts and bolts information that I can't really wrap my head around. But the bottom line is that you know, Disney is getting a lot of these superhero movies under one umbrella, and you're going to see pairings that in the past we never got to see before.
Well, you see it at the parks, so that's another thing that's interesting is their cast of characters has grown a lot.
They got a zillion of them.
Winnie the Pooh's over in the corner going, check me out over here.
Yeah.
Because no one even...
They're even thinking, we should maybe tear that down and put something else there. Maybe a new Deadpool ride. Would be good. So, yeah, but Avatar, that's a biggie. I mean, doesn't James Cameron say he has three more of those coming out? And
supposedly.
Someday in like 2039 or something?
I was sitting at a table at some event one time with a bunch of the people who played the blue characters.
Oh, the Na'vi.
The Na'vi. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they said, we talk to him every 6 months and he's telling us he's working on it, but we haven't seen anything.
Is he working on the technology that he needs to make these next ones? Because remember he had come up with some whole new camera and new 3D equipment.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's the holdup. Like he's like, I need to have new innovative ways to film this thing. Those things do take time.
I don't know.
It feels like it's been 10 years since the last one. And we heard it was 13 years, you know, in the works.
It was forever for the first one. And I didn't even think it was that good.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it, too. There's certain movies I don't love, but that's not one of them. Morgan Spurlock, do you know that name?
I do.
He's the
Super Size Me guy. I saw the article this morning.
Yeah, he's very... maybe this is the way to do it. I'm not sure. It actually makes me feel less horrified by him, that he seems to recognize this stuff in himself and is coming out... He's coming out ahead of it. I'm sure he feels that... The stuff's going to come out. I might as well get ahead of it. So maybe this is the way to do it, Vinny. I don't know
that that's true, but tell the story first, and then I'll tell you some of the stuff I read about his
Twit longer.
Article.
Is that so? Is this like a Twitter offshoot app? It's a long post, but it's from Twit longer, which makes me assume this is unlimited Twitter or something. The title of it is "I Am Part of the Problem." As I sit around watching hero after hero, man after man, fall at the realization of their past indiscretions, I don't sit by and wonder who will be next. I wonder, when will they come for me? I've come to understand after months of these revelations that I'm not some innocent bystander. I am part of the problem. And he basically says, I've built a career on finding the truth. It's time for me to be truthful as well. Over my life, there have been many instances that parallel what we're seeing every day in the news. When I was in college, a girl who I hooked up with on a one-night stand accused me of rape. Not outright, there were no charges or investigations, but she wrote about the instance in a short story writing class and called me by name, and a female friend who was in the class told me about it afterward. I was floored. That's not what happened, I told her. This wasn't how I remembered it at all. In my mind, we'd been drinking all night, went back to my room, started fooling around. She pushed me off. Then we laid in the bed and talked and laughed some more and then started fooling around again. We took off our clothes. She said she didn't want to have sex. So we laid together and talked and kissed and laughed. And then we started having sex. And then she started to cry. I didn't know what to do. We stopped having sex. I rolled beside her. I tried to comfort her to make her feel better. I thought I was doing okay. I believed she was feeling better. She believed she was raped. That's why I'm part of the problem. Then there was the time I settled a sexual harassment allegation at my office around 8 years ago. It wasn't a gropey-feely harassment. It was verbal, and it was just as bad. I would call my female assistant hot pants or sex pants when I was yelling to her from the other side of the office, something I thought was funny at the time, and then realized I'd completely demeaned and belittled her to a place of non-existence. So when she decided to quit, she came to me and said if I didn't pay her a settlement, she would tell everyone. Being who I was, it was the last thing I wanted. So of course I paid. I paid for peace of mind. I paid for her silence and cooperation. Most of all, I paid so I could remain who I was. I am part of the problem. And then, oh, check this out. And then there's the infidelity. I've been unfaithful to every wife and girlfriend I have ever had. Over the years, I would look each of them in the eye, proclaim my love, and then have sex with other people behind their backs. I hurt them, and I hate it, but it didn't make me stop. The worst part is I'm someone who consistently hurts those closest to me, from my wife to my friends to my family to my partners and coworkers. I've helped create a world of disrespect through my own actions. If you're just joining us, this is a piece written by Morgan Spurlock, who's the director of Supersize Me, I think is the thing he's best known for. And he's sort of coming out ahead of the curve on this.
And Twitlonger is for it is for when you talk too much for Twitter.
Oh. So it's an app.
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, but why? What caused me to act this way? Is it all ego, or was it the sexual abuse I suffered as a boy and as a young man in my teens? Abuse that I only ever told to my first wife for fear of being seen as weak or less than a man? Is it because my father left my mother when I was a child, or that she believed he never respected her, so that disrespect carried over into their son? Is it because I've consistently been drinking since the age of 13? I haven't been sober for more than 1 week in 30 years, something our society doesn't shun or condemn, but which only served to fill the emotional hole inside me and the daily depression I coped with. Depression we can't talk about because it's wrong and makes you less of a person. And the sexual dalliances, were they meaningful, or did they only serve to try to make a weak man feel stronger? And he goes on, we should all find the courage to admit we're at fault. He wants to rebuild and earn trust. The only individual, this is the ending, the only individual I have control over is me. So starting today, I'm going to be more honest with you and myself. I'm going to lay it all out in the open. Maybe that'll be a start. Who knows? But I do know I've talked enough in my life. I'm finally ready to listen. So that's what Morgan Spurlock had to say about this. What did you have, something you wanted to add?
Well, no. I saw the article and I didn't read the whole thing he wrote.
It was long
and it was 3 a.m. at the time. It was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But the backlash is already there. The people who hear someone making this, what seems to be an honest confession and some kind of an inventory and an accounting of behavior, and people are like, you are trying to save your job and your business.
Oh, I'm sure that is. And maybe he also does feel like, oh God, I'm guilty of those same things and I want to get it. I don't want them to come for me. I want to get it out there. Maybe he thinks I can save this, or maybe he thinks I'm going to have to answer for this and I'd rather be the one that lays it out there. Who knows what his motivations are?
I guess my thought was that it's a bummer that the backlash is no matter what. Even if someone says I will change and I don't like my behavior, too late for you.
Right. Do you think that it's better for him to have come out? Will anyone go any lighter on him?
I don't know. I don't know if any of the people he's even mentioning are willing to step up and put a face to
the accusations he's laying on himself.
Right. I don't know.
I know. I don't know how it'll go. I was super interested reading it this morning, though. I mean, I have to admit that I feel like, well, here's a guy who's not surprised by this and is at least getting out in front of it and admitting it. Like, I actually feel slightly more kind-hearted toward him.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If you are hearing this story and thinking, man, it's all we ever hear, it's on the front page of today's USA Today. Americans agree misconduct must stop. Mm. And it's headshots of all the guys that have
all the biggest names, yeah.
Let's see.
It's Harvey Weinstein, Donald Trump, Matt Lauer, Kevin Spacey. Who was the fifth one on there, Vinny?
Franken.
Oh, yeah, Franken. Yeah, it's, and, you know, they're not wrong, and you're not wrong to be sick of it. I'm sick of hearing about it, too. It sickens me.
Here's the thing. I do think when it first started coming up, I do think most men need to examine their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of us, even people who feel like we're not part of the problem, have blind spots. And we hear stuff. Here's a text right here. Hey, Alice team. In light of all the sexual harassment talk, it would be great if all of you eased up on always rating how beautiful women are.
Doesn't it say especially Hooman?
Hooman in particular always wants to know how hot a chick is. Believe it or not, that kind of objectifying of women is part of the overall problem. Otherwise, I love your show. So it does get to a point where you feel like you're on eggshells.
Right.
And
nothing
I don't
you can say can
I
work.
Do not go into my day in any way, shape, or form looking to bum anybody out.
Right.
And I do have a daughter. I want to do right by her. And yet, it's going to take some time for us to find out what works and what is too sensitive.
I have to say, though, I mean, like, just look at the John Stamos story that we did this morning. Did we drool over that girl? Yeah. Did we drool over John Stamos as well?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, we did. I feel like we're a pretty equal opportunity drooling show. And since we're all fours and have rated ourselves pretty harshly, we know that...
And don't forget...
We know how it feels to be judged.
Vinny used the word actress this morning, everyone. Where are those emails, huh?
No one cares about that. And he actually questioned it at the time.
Well, it's another one of those... This is what I was talking about by bringing that up. We're trying to figure out what is too sensitive and what is the right amount of care in all of these types of situations.
I want to say that, by and large, I think we're a group of good people. And I think most of our listeners are too. And that there's a point where you have to say, I'm an adult, I'm a grown up, and these are my thoughts and feelings, and not everyone is going to like them. And some people are going to hate us and turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never come in here with bad intentions. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I don't think that any of you guys have.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
not.
We're not trying to tear anybody down. Do we sometimes? Yeah, we do. And I actually have said things that I felt really bad about.
I don't feel bad about asking about John Stamos' hot girlfriend or whatever she is.
Okay.
All right.
And there's a counterpoint. Hey, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
I have no idea.
Okay. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 7:39, and this part of the show is brought to you by Volvo. Star Wars, The Last Jedi. We're reviewing that at 9:15. My husband John's coming in. My dad's coming in. Gentry's going to be here.
All right.
He didn't see the movie, but he's going to be here.
Does that mean Gentry's hanging for the secret show?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll do a little short secret show.
Why short?
Where are we going to have? We're going
where
to
are we going
to
put
room?
All these people?
We were actually, Ewan and I were actually talking about that.
I can leave.
Can you call Brian and ask him to set up a couple mics?
She could leave too.
Stop it.
In Vaughn's room.
Yeah, we're going to have to put a couple people in Vaughn's room. It's fine. I mean, look, someone could sit on the couch.
Unless you want to sit
do
around.
A surf check. Maybe I could find something to do.
Stop it. Star Wars, The Last Jedi. It's in theaters this Friday, December 15th, and we've got a pair of tickets from Fandango to go and see Star Wars, The Last Jedi for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, and is then qualified for the grand prize, the new Star Wars Battlefront 2 video game for PlayStation 4. So we're giving away 5 pairs of these passes from Fandango for Star Wars this week, and all 5 of those people are in the final drawing for a copy of the new Star Wars Battlefront 2. Highly anticipated.
Just that music. Are you kidding?
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. It's great. And just when you know how the beginning they put chapter 8?
Yeah.
Chapter 8. And then they start rolling the pyramid of letters out into space. It's like, oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
In that theater at that moment, weren't you just like...
I was like, hurry up and get those letters off there and let the action begin.
And then?
We watched the movie.
And you loved it.
Find out at 9:15.
Right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice.
Okay.
That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. There's an NFL game that no one will want to watch. It's Denver at Indianapolis tonight. So you're going to have to find something else to do this evening if you were hoping for a little NFL football.
I think aren't those Patriots division? I know he hates Indy and he hates Denver, so.
Oh, your husband.
I'm sure John will actually watch that game.
Well, none of them are competing against anywhere near competing with the Pats for anything.
He'll find an excuse to want to watch that game.
Okay.
It's football then.
All right. Well, we do know it is highly rated.
Yeah. Biggest show on TV.
Right. All right. So I was interested to read this. According to a new survey, 39% of people say they'll get drunk before their family's holiday gatherings this year.
Before?
39%.
Say they'll be drunk before the gathering.
Say they'll get drunk. That's the word. Drunk before their family's holiday gatherings
this
year. That
seems like an enormous amount of people. Get drunk before?
Maybe they need to drink before seeing
those people. I will for sure have a drink.
That's it.
They don't like, right?
That's it.
They don't want to be with those people.
I can't take it unless I'm ripped.
It is nice to drink at family gatherings, although it only leads to problems.
23% say they'll get drunk before their office Christmas party.
Have they not been looking at the news?
I know, man. You know what?
Don't do that.
It's you're
asking for it.
Stay sober. Stop in. Make sure you're seen and then split. That's the move.
I'm finding these numbers astounding.
Those aren't the only events that we drink before. Here are some others.
All right.
At number one, and I'd be curious to hear from both of you, since both of you are married.
Yeah.
Did you have drinks before your wedding?
No.
No.
And I didn't even have a chance to have a bunch of drinks at my wedding. I was the soberest one there.
Well, I wanted to have my wedding early enough so I could get to the drinks.
Oh.
But I had to promise that I was not going to drink before the wedding, until the reception.
Who do you have to promise? Your husband?
I think I promised my husband and my brother. Because he walked me down the aisle.
Oh, and I want you to be sober.
Yeah.
I want you to remember all this.
So I did.
Interesting. I would think since you both can drink, you would for sure have some pops before you did that.
No, I was ready for it when we got to the reception, though.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's the number one on the list of surprising events we drink before. A date comes in at number two.
Oh, really? I wouldn't want to have liquor on my breath if I was going on a date.
What?
I just wouldn't want to.
Please. Tom, please.
I guess I'm kind of a beginner when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, you didn't really date much, did you?
I guess not. I wouldn't want to. I mean, if I was going to go on a date, I would want to be at the same, hopefully they wouldn't be drinking before the date either. We'd go, we'd have dinner, have some drinks at dinner, and then see where the night took us. I don't want to be like all body and uninhibited right when he gets there.
A flight, a funeral, and the last day of school are all on the list of surprising places we have drinks.
If I'm going on a vacation flight, I am 100% having a drink before I get on that plane. In the hopes of having more on the plane and then falling asleep.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. If it's a long enough flight.
Yeah, but if I was going to go somewhere for work, or I wouldn't drink before a flight.
Well, pukes like me always have to determine. It's a science thing. You're really working your body and the time you have and how many drinks. Sometimes you do decide, I shouldn't have any drinks because I'm going to throw the whole thing into a spin.
Mm-hmm.
Timing-wise, there won't be time for me to be ripped, sober up, and then go to the party.
And it's right around the time you stop being able to control that clock that
begins.
Yourself in real trouble.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So we were talking earlier about technology keeping an eye on us, and in fact, as we have done quite a few controversial stories this morning, the one most people wrote about repeatedly, pages and pages, was the Netflix watching a person and doing a mental health check.
Paying enough attention to what one customer was watching to send them an email and say, are you okay?
Right.
Just so interesting. I don't know how to feel about it.
So a lot of people wrote pages and pages of
what
them.
What are their thoughts?
Netflix knowing that much about you freaks me out too. That's why there are no robot devices in my house. So that's one opinion, right? But most people watch Netflix at length, and a bunch of them wrote in saying, after about 4 or 5 episodes, Netflix asks, are you still watching? And you have to hit yes in order for it to continue.
Oh, so, it will like assume that you fell asleep or turned off the TV, but not the Netflix situation. And
so it's crazy how many people wrote, when you're bondage watching on Netflix, after a while it pauses the show and asks, are you still watching The Office? And you have to push a button to continue.
Oh.
And that's the way they knew this person was
sitting there watching,
locked in the house for whatever period of time. I don't know how many seasons of The Office are there.
Right.
And
7?
At what season
they asked,
set the alarm off for them.
Do you think they meant binge watching when they said bondage watching?
Is that like an
autocorrect thing?
Or are they
just tied to their couch?
Yeah, I do think that bondage was just a cute way of saying you're stuck on your couch.
Right. You're in bondage.
You're tied
watching
to your couch.
Netflix. It's like, does that autocorrect?
No, I thought that was kind of cute.
That's funny.
Cute play on words there. Netflix asks if you're still there after 3 episodes of a show. P.S. Thank you for turning us on to Stranger Things. We've been binge watching. LOL. So there's just pages, and I can't even tell you how many pages of people who know exactly what Netflix routine is.
Yeah, and they've watched enough to know.
It asks
you. Huh.
So that's pretty normal view. I guess my point in saying there's so many pages is it's pretty normal viewing behavior to mow through some episodes there.
Right. And they sent a virtual wellness check to this guy. You okay? Everything okay?
So while we were on that Netflix keeping an eye on you, Google, I mentioned Google is one of the places they tailor fit your ads to.
Absolutely. Depending on what else you've searched for.
And they're not the only ones. If you're on Instagram and you've recently searched something, you'll get an ad for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's a little reminder of the thing you were looking for. Mm-hmm.
Here is a stool from Pottery Barn. Okay.
What's funny is I wish I could reply to those ads and go, I already bought the thing I was going to get.
Stop it.
You can stop. I'm not looking for that anymore. Show me other stuff.
The top 10 Google searches for 2017, plus a few more search stats. They know you're searching, everyone.
Is Donald Trump number one?
Nope.
Oh.
No, he's not.
I type him in every day.
You do?
Just to
Absolutely.
See what the latest is.
See what his Twitter is. Mm-hmm. See like what everyone's writing about him, the thoughts of the world.
Google released its annual list yesterday of stuff we Googled the most this year. Hurricane Irma was number one.
Oh.
What?
It tore through the Caribbean, then hit Florida back in September. Matt Lauer, which was only 2 or 3 weeks ago, was number two. Tom Petty was number three. The Super Bowl, the Las Vegas shooting, Mayweather-McGregor fight, the solar eclipse, Hurricane Harvey, Aaron Hernandez, the Pats player that went to jail for those murders, and then he ended up killing himself and made the news as the most destroyed brain by CTE.
Right.
After they were able to do an autopsy
that
on his
amazing,
brain because
though, that
he donated it.
That he got... Are you saying he's in the top 10? Is that what you
he's
said?
He's at 9.
Oh.
Fidget spinners came in at 10.
Oh.
The top 5 searches worldwide were Hurricane Irma, iPhone 8, iPhone 10, Matt Lauer.
Funny. And, worldwide.
And Prince Harry's new fiance,
Meghan Markle. In the trash, I have a breakdown of like people, movies, TV, all the... Because Google... dumped all this info this morning.
Ah, so you've got searches too.
I have some searches, yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
What do you call a group of vegans? Says 415. Asks 415.
What do you call a group of vegans?
A buzzkill.
Oh. Where's Brent when you need him?
He's back on Monday.
Yep, next week we get him back.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
That's good, because there's a lot of work to do before vacation.
Yeah. If you have dietary restrictions, it's your responsibility to provide what you can eat, not your host's. Maybe an exception if you're flying in. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that the etiquette, really? Because I don't think that's the etiquette.
I don't know. I think if you have someone over on a fairly regular basis and you know what their deal is, then you make accommodations for them. But it's a little much to say, oh, that giant holiday dinner that you're already stressing over, here's some more stress for you. I'm not going to be
eating
that.
Where are all the emails
from
Sarah and Vinny saying, wow, that's a great holiday season attitude? Huh? Where are all those texts?
Take it easy, Hooman. You're all right. Take a breath.
I don't even know what he's
just seems so wound up.
I don't.
Everyone's mad at me for saying, hey, let's look at John Stamos' girlfriend. But you guys can't accommodate the
vegans.
Are
there a lot of emails?
Yeah, the one in particular really hurt my feelings.
There's actually more texts coming in mad at Hooman.
All right.
Just relax, Hooman. You're good.
But people are saying we're vegan shaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are vegan shaming. Shame on you, vegans.
Just stop.
You are the biggest pain in the ass on earth.
I'm a vegetarian and I never expect people to cook based on me. I always offer to bring a side.
And then you've got something to eat.
650 says, just buy a rotisserie chicken and serve her that instead of turkey. Yeah, I don't know. This all came up because my party's girlfriend has...
Your father-in-law's girlfriend.
Right. Has certain things that she needs. And I think that the missus wants to...
Sure, she wants everyone to be happy.
Well, I think, if anything, she's doing it for her dad.
Sure.
Her dad has made it clear that this is
my person.
And she wants to make everyone happy. And that's nice, right?
Yes.
Me, I'd say, well, then, you know, go have dinner somewhere else. I'm cooking this. It's turkey. That's what I'm serving. I've tried that with my kid, though, too, and that doesn't work out. The kid, you got to feed that kid. So there are realities, right? My holiday dinner invite says, this is what I'm making. Hope you'll come. Oh. Yeah, I can see how some people feel like, look, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, this is the menu.
Well, we're making this.
And if you need something special, please feel free to bring it.
Yeah. Last night's Survivor episode, guys, were you able to watch? OMG.
We were, and we immediately got Survivor shamed this morning. We were excited to talk to each other about it, and then everyone started shaming us, and we felt bad about ourselves. And now we're going to quit being Survivor addicts. Kidding.
415 says, yeah, don't worry about local politics. And then people ask how Trump happened. That's from 415.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I told you, first of all, we're being honest about how much participation we put in, and I don't think many...
The average
people
person
can say
reads
they
it
do
in the
more.
News, and that's about.
And I went to my local Rotary Club meeting. I'm on my way.
Yeah. Oh, Vinny. Oh, my God. You're the most involved person I know. Come on.
I am.
No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you went to a Rotary meeting. I mean, that is actually
and
pretty involved.
He's vice president of his homeowners association.
No, he's
board.
A secretary.
I don't know which one I am right now.
Oh,
it's
well, the secretary's senior... supposed to keep notes on stuff.
Yeah,
so
are you keeping
you
notes?
Can't be that person.
I'm not the secretary.
He's
then.
The vice president.
I'm VP.
Oh,
all right.
That means you do nothing. What does that mean?
Yeah, he's just there in case the president gets shot. The backup president.
Right.
So I'm going to do those Google searches. They have a breakdown, not the overall, but the breakdowns on those. And then Ed Sheeran talking about his year plus without technology. It's just kind of interesting, and people love Ed Sheeran. This one's for you, Jane, after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.